well, let me take this opportunity to welcome you in this meeting today. I think today is a full house meeting. It's a full house meeting. We need to introduce ourselves. Maybe we've got some visitors from the provinces. I also welcome Chief Whip of the NCOP, who is also the member of this committee. I welcome you, ma'am. In fact, I'm using that you are the Chief Whip, but not in this committee. You are the member in this committee. I will apologize. I think we're going to introduce ourselves, and then after that, we'll start with our meeting of today. Let me introduce myself first. I'm Daphne Kakani from the Eastern Cape. I'm the member and the chairperson of this committee. I'm deployed by Eastern Cape from the party of the African National Congress. I must give the starting from this side and then come from that side, and then the officials will come after they have finished. I'll give you honorable.
Mafemane Makubela from Limpopo. I'm a member of this committee. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm Peace Mabe from Gauteng, a member of this committee.
Morning, everybody. I'm Daryl Worth. I'm from the Free State, and I'm a member of this committee.
Morning, everyone. My name is O'Neill De Beer. I'm from the Western Cape, and I'm a member of this committee.
Morning, everyone. I'm Nonzwakazi Sortboy from KwaZulu-Natal, member of Cooperative Governance in KwaZulu-Natal.
Morning, honorable members and officials. I'm Nosipho Ntwanambi, a member of this committee from the Western Cape. For the purpose of the meeting, I'll allow to be led, but after the meeting, I'll go back to my position.
SP Discosana, Chairperson, Co-opt and Mpumalanga.
I must give the department to introduce.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Sande Ogunrombi. I work for Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, and my acting DG sends apologies and I'll be standing in for the department. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Clayton Hendricks, Parliamentary Liaison Officer for the department.
Good morning, it's Melissa Chetty from the Department of Rural Development.
My name is Tawegas Kasamba from the Ministry of Rural Development.
Good morning, Chair. Alan Small from the Office of the State Law Advisors.
Morning, Chair. I'm Zola Zweni, Ministry of Rural Development.
Marate the Sun, Free State Liaison Officer.
Jocelyn Weheti, Gauteng Liaison Officer.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Matilda Litago. I'm the Executive Secretary to the Chairperson of this committee.
Limpopo Siabela, Limpopo Liaison Officer.
Morning, everyone. I'm Yanis Wakwela, Committee Assistant.
Morning, everyone. I'm Patience Mbalo, NCOP Liaison Officer, Mpumalanga.
Morning, everybody. I'm Stella Mhlana, Eastern Cape Liaison Officer.
Morning, everyone. I'm Faith Kwaza from the Parliamentary Communication Services.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Irene Johannes, and I'm Admin Assistant to KwaZulu-Natal Parliament.
Kanita Abrams, Admin Assistant, Northern Cape Liaison Offices.
Good morning.
Sesimbom Raymond from the SALGA Parliamentary Office.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Natasha Benjamin from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Thank you very much. We've got also our support staff. I think they must introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Deshni Pillai. I'm the content advisor to this committee.
Asghar Bawa, committee secretary.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It means that we know everyone in this house. Well, I've got only two apologies. One from the Dr. Mahalamele, acting director general. And also an apology from House Chair Honorable Magash. Only two apologies that were received today. I think you are going to start now. We have got the negotiating mandates in front of us. We have done all the processes of the bill. Now we are left with the negotiating mandates, and then after that we are going to have the final mandates. And I think now we are about to finish chief with this bill also. And I'm just thank the provinces to cooperate very well, because we received we received about 8 negotiating mandates from the provinces. So they've done it very well. There's Honorable Mhoro who's not in. He's on the way. He's an old man. He forgot that today is Tuesday. Now he is on the way. But we said that we are not going to wait for him, because he's, by the time I phone him, he's still in the Acacia Park. So we are not going to wait for him, and he forgot that he's going to read the negotiating mandate. He said, I forgot that. So he's very old. But he's going to join us on the way. So I'm saying that with the provinces cooperate very well in this bill, and I think we have done it. We are in the correct track. But now we are going to read the negotiating mandates from the provinces. We have got the negotiating mandate from the Eastern Cape. We have got Free State. We have got Gauteng. We have got KwaZulu-Natal. We have got Limpopo. We have got Mpumalanga. We have got... what is this now? Northern Cape, and we've got Western Cape. Northwest is on this way, is coming. I think I will ask because I don't see any rep from the Eastern Cape. I will ask some members, if I say that one must read the Eastern Cape, one must volunteer to read the negotiating mandate from the Eastern Cape. Now we're going to ask the one who's going to volunteer.
Thanks, Chair. I thought, Chair, maybe we should have a better way of doing it.
Yes.
Let me first say I apologize that I'm not always in the meetings, but please bear with me. It's such that I must try and do everything. But I thought, Chair, having gone through most of this negotiating mandates, if we could be led in saying which ones are opposed, if any, and are there any fundamental changes to the bill? I think they all agree with the principle, so that we can just vote on a yes or no. That will really assist us more than reading the content, because that would be like reading the minutes of the committee meeting that was held in the Eastern Cape. I propose that, Chair. Let me also say, for the first time I see liaison officers, except for one who always attends in the NCOP. That's a good thing, and I hope they'll keep it up like that. I know they'll have a challenge, because there are many committees meeting. They are not only in this one. But I think we should also encourage provinces to send more. Because you see, honorable members, we have a challenge here. You know, as I looked and counted immediately, I counted us, permanent delegates. Then I looked at Nzwaki, and I looked at Honorable Skosana, then at least I felt good. Mm-hmm. So if only as we go back to our provinces, we could encourage special delegates. Because if we were to vote without Honorable Swartboy and Honorable Skosana, we would have to go back and postpone the voting part, mm-hmm. because there would be no quorum, mm-hmm. particularly on Section 76. Maybe we should just, because they both chairs, mm-hmm. so they'll understand our challenges, the NCOP and the issue of numbers. But I propose that, Chair, we don't really read, but if Eastern Cape could just say they either support or opposed or have these amendments to make to the bill. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntwanambi. I think Honorable Ntwanambi has proposed something that is very good. I don't know, is there any support from the proposal?
Position with support.
Okay, Mabe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. According to the PEC, I only have 8 provinces. I don't know if that's...
Northwest is coming.
Mm. Okay, that's fine. So okay. Then it will be difficult if we will vote. I don't know.
What?
Okay. If we'll have to vote before Northwest is here, or we'll continue with...
No, the quorum is... Okay. Yeah. The quorum is okay. Okay, thank you. Honorable Ntwanambi, there is no changes on the bill, and all the provinces agreed. So I think even me, I support what you are saying. Thank you. I think, you know, when you are in the committee, I've got some advisors to say that according to this, because it's Section 76, each poor office must read the mandate and then we support by another member. So I, what I'm proposing is they must not read all what is it in the contents, to say that at least the Eastern Cape, what is the support, and then after that we'll. Okay.
If, for instance, I stand in for the Eastern Cape, which is not what I must do, because I don't have a mandate from the Eastern Cape, the chair, who is a member of the Eastern Cape delegation, will, on behalf of the Eastern Cape, as she sits here, she sits on behalf of the Eastern Cape, will say the Eastern Cape supports the bill with no amendment. We don't just put them in one bulk. No, I didn't say that. Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
Thank you. I think we all agree about what is the proposal says. So I'm starting with the Eastern Cape. I was the permanent delegate from the Eastern Cape. The Eastern Cape supports the bill with the amendments. Thank you. With no amendments. Is there any seconder about the Eastern Cape?
Second, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'll call Free State.
Chair, Free State supports the bill without any amendments.
Is there any seconder from the Free State?
A second.
Okay. Gauteng
supports without any amendments.
Any seconder?
I second Gauteng.
Okay. And then KwaZulu-Natal?
Chair, KwaZulu-Natal supported the bill without any amendments.
Thank you. Is there any supporter? Seconder?
I second. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Limpopo?
Limpopo. Yeah. Limpopo support the bill without any amendment.
Is there any seconder?
A second.
Thank you. Is there anyone from Mpumalanga? Okay, the Mpumalanga, I'll read as the chairperson. The Mpumalanga supports the bill. Oh, Mr. Skosana, sorry. Oh, no, sorry, Mr. Skosana. I thought, sorry.
Because
because I did not understand the logic when I wanted to go to the chief whip, then you said I must come this one.
I thought that you're from the department, and then I said you
out.
Okay. Pumalanga?
Thanks, Chair. Pumalanga supported the bill without any amendments.
Thank you. Is there any seconder?
We second and at the same time laughing.
Not laugh. Not laugh. Western Cape?
Chairperson, the Western Cape support the bill without any amendments.
Oh, sorry. I put it. Is there any seconder from the Western Cape?
We support. I support.
And Northern Cape? Is there anyone from the Northern Cape? Not yet, before it's on the West. the Northern Cape supports the bill without the amendments. Is there any supporter?
I second.
There is a mandate that is coming from the mm-hmm. Northwest. Chair?
You are coming from Northern Cape?
No.
Northern Cape?
Right? Yes. Yes, Northern Cape. There is one piece. One paper from Northern Cape. Did you got it? Yes. Oh, okay. We've got also a mandate from the Northwest, but we don't have it in front of us. But I will turn up to the committee. Are we waiting for the Northwest, or are we going to proceed?
Chair, it will be incorrect and unprocedural to do that. It's not in front of us, so we can't say anything. I would assume if we voted, and we voted without one or two provinces, we can still carry on because the quorum still allows us. Six provinces can vote. So we take it, we don't have a negotiating mandate from the Northwest.
Thank you, because the quorum allows us. Thank you very much. I think that is 8 mandates from the provinces. All agree with the bill. Now we'll refer this to the provinces, and the provinces will give us the final mandate. When will be the final mandate?
Next week Tuesday
will be the final mandate. I think we must emphasize to the liaising officers that the provinces must send at least the reps or the chairpersons or anyone from the provinces. It will be a very good to us, at least one from the provinces to represent his or her own provinces. So next week, Tuesday, we will be having our final mandates. And then after that, we will take it from there to the House to adopt the bill. I don't have anything in front of me in the agenda. Is there anything?
Just minutes.
Yeah, I don't have anything in Okay.
You know, when you don't attend meetings, then you I'm now catching up on the many meetings I've missed. That's why I'm talking a lot. Can we hear from the department before we move, Chair?
Okay. So I think now I will describe to Chief say that is there anything that the department can say to us now about the bill, and also because according to the processes we have done it, and then what is it now? I'll hear from the department.
Chair, I'm not aware that we have any formal comment except to thank the NCOP for allowing this process to unfold the way it has. We've been sent to the provinces, we've done that dutifully, and we'll just await the formal continuation of the process to the full House as it is. But I do not have anything specifically to add.
Okay. So there's nothing from the department. I think even the committee have done it very well. I'm also say that I must thank it again because they cooperate very well. Others have do these briefings during the recess time, Chief Whip. They've just sacrificed to go to the provinces to brief the provinces during the constituency period. I must thank those members that they've done it just because they want to push the bill to be finalized. So thank you very much, but I must also thank the reps from the provinces. Sorry, Honorable Skosana, to put you that side. Next time you must come, I will put you this side. Sorry for that. It's a mistake. Thank you very much to support us in this bill. Also, Honorable from KZN. And I must also thank the department, you know. We have been cooperated very well in this bill. We have done it even in the processes. The thing that we don't understand, you clarify to us. Even the comments from the public, we have deliberated to us at least clearly to know what is it. So thank you very much. I must also add what Chief Whip said to the liaison officers. Thank you, ladies. I don't see is there any amen. Thank you very much to come and listen to what your province has said to about these negotiating mandates. You are there in that liaison officers from the provinces. You are there to check if the provinces are doing very well. Thank you very much for that. At least keep it up. Just inform the provinces if there's anything coming to us. Just pressurize them to say that please come. The committee wants to see the reps from the provinces. Thank you very much. I think from now, we've got the business for the committee only about the minutes. I think I can release the department. Thank you very much. And also the liaison officers, all the members must left behind because we've got the minutes of the day. Thank you. Okay. Okay, I think we must start again. Honorable members. How many members now? Two, four, at least. At least a quarter. Honorable Skosana, you can stay with us. You can go if you want, but if you have got anything, at least you can stay with us. The only thing is this is the only the minutes of the 14th of September and the 19th of October. I think the members received the minutes prior before we came to the meeting. Ne?
This is last week's
minutes. Last week's minutes, yeah. I will start with the minutes of the 14th of September. I will start on page 1, checking the spelling, the spelling, the tense, whatever. What is Honorable Macron?
I heard when you say page 1, to the apologies there, I got my documentation at my office that no, I've apologized in the writing form. Please.
Okay. Well, on page 2, is there anything on page 2? Honorable Mother?
Oh, sorry, I'm on page 3.
Oh, page 3, okay, fine. On page 3? On page 3?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Page 3, point number 12. The chairperson of the committee suggested that there a meeting.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So on the last paragraph, is there any mover to adopt the minutes? Honorable Mwes, is there any seconder? Okay, thank you. So we adopt the minutes with the corrections. Thank you. The minutes of the 19th of October. Again, we must check the apologies, the spelling, and the tense also. On page 2, on page 3, on page 4, is there any mover? Honorable Mabe moves.
I move.
Any seconder?
A reflection.
On Chief.
An official of Parliament or from the department?
From the department.
almost here.
Yeah.
By the way, we should have asked you which side are you now.